Dragon's Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Wednesday edition, Blake Ruffino. Adam tells me they're chasing. You got him? Okay, there he is. Blake Ruffino is with us. And let's just start where we should be starting, and that would be the baseball search for LSU. Where is that at?
Bill, this has been a very tough one. you know, a lot have people nationally and locally have said that Mike Bianco, the coach at Ole Miss, looks to be the next head coach at LSU. Bill, I don't know about that one. I'm not saying he won't be. What I will tell you at 7 o'clock this morning is that he has not formally been given an offer. Cliff Godwin is another guy who's been at LSU, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and other places that his name has brought up. But there was a lot of smoke nationally that then trickled down to Baton Rouge about Mike Bianco. Bill, I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not saying that they can't get a deal done today. I'm not saying that, but there does feel to be a power struggle. Skip Bertman and his former players want Mike Bianco, and Scott Woodward feels to me that he's starting to stand his ground and saying, this is my hire, this isn't yours. I did have somebody in the athletic department, as we've talked about in the last two shows, told me that they're still doing interviews and no decision has been made. So, Bill, there's a multitude of things going on here. Right hand not telling the left hand what's going on. I'm going to stick with the 80s office for the current moment, but I still wouldn't be surprised if Mike took a job. But it does feel like he hasn't been officially been given an offer from LSU yet.
Just to make sure I'm understanding this, are you telling me that Skip Bertman and Scott Woodward are not on the same page?
Bill, I'm trying to get this one down, Pat. It feels that way. It feels that way right now. Because I've talked to multiple former players that played under Skip Bertman. I've talked to people around Skip, and it seems as if he is pushing for his former player, Mike Bianco.
Right.
But there does seem to be a little bit of a narrative now coming out of the AD's office that this is my hire, and you should have hired Mike Bianco when you hired Paul Maneri if you wanted him so bad. It's a very interesting scenario that we've had brewing over the last 24 hours. Again, I'm not saying Mike Bianco won't get the job or he won't take the job. I'm just telling you right now, there seems to be a little in-house fighting.
Well, LSU is nothing without a good snit. We all know that, right?
I mean, Bill, the truth is that these Cajuns and Coonasses, they got to fight so then they can make up by eating gumbo. That's all that this is. Which I love the gumbo. You know, I love everybody arguing. That means I get to eat more gumbo, you know?
Man. Now I know, and I don't keep up with the baseball, the former players like you do, but Todd Walker's been pretty vocal, has he not?
Yeah, Bill, and you know what the first thing I thought about when he said that yesterday on the radio and multiple, and he kind of retracted it. He didn't necessarily retract it. He kind of backed down after it kind of went nuclear on him about being the next hitting coach at LSU. Bill, this feels like to me in 2016 when Lane Kiffin called former athletic director at LSU, Joe Oliva, and said, hey, I'm coming to be the offensive coordinator. If you hire Ed Orgeron, I'm going to be the next OC. And then they hire Ed, and then Lane's just never there. I think what they're trying to do and what Skip is trying to do behind the scenes is get guys like Ty Walker to come in and say, hey, I want to be the hitting coach. Which then what happened yesterday is the fan base got all excited. Oh, Todd Walker's going to be the hitting coach. And then let's like get Ben McDonald's pitching coach. Bill, I love Todd Walker. Known Todd since I was 8 years old. He did a hitting clinic, known him for a very long time. I've talked to him. And to me, this just kind of feels like they're trying to push something. And I don't know how good Todd would be as a hitting coach. He's never recruited. He's never coached. He coached high school for a couple of seasons. That's about it. So if that warrants him being the next hitting coach at LSU, then so be it. But we'll just have to wait and see. But it does feel like that Ed Orgeron, Lane Kiffin deal in 16, if you ask me.
If it's not Mike Bianco, is it clearly Cliff Godwin, or is there somebody we don't know about?
Bill, I was told that they have – I was told a couple days ago that they have four interviews that they have to continue to do. And one of them will go on today. I do think that Cliff Godwin's in the mix. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Bill, I think that there might be a Tennessee coach, and I don't know which one yet, that he really likes. I don't know that yet. There's a lot of chatter, but nothing being confirmed. He wants to do his due diligence on this LSU baseball hire, meaning Scott Woodward. Heathner out at Dallas Baptist is a guy that his name has come up. I just don't think that that Scott Woodward is done with this as it has felt from a national perspective.
Very interesting. Well, mm-hmm. We'll see how this thing ends up at LSU. And, again, maybe it's Mike Bianco, maybe it's not. We'll have to see how. Do you think we'll have something by Friday,
Bill? If we don't have it, no, I don't know. that's the crazy thing. You know, I wish I could give you more, but I don't know. What I feel, Bill, if they don't have something by Thursday or Friday, that means that his coach and the coach they want is still in Omaha or is going into Omaha. Bill, what's the rush? You know,
true.
Recruits are signed, so I don't know really what the rush is on this one. But I don't know if Bill, we will have an announcement if it's Cliff Godwin or Mike Bianco before Thursday. If it's not them, it's going to go into this because they're the coaches in the Super Regional. I mean, in the Omaha, I said Super Regional. Excuse me.
By the way, who do you like now that Arkansas is eliminated? Who do you like in Omaha to win it all?
Oof. I think it's tough for me not to pick Vanderbilt. Bill, I really like Stanford, if we're being honest. I think that they can pitch. I think that they can hit. They're really good at fielding the ball. They got speed. I like Stanford to me feels like a really solid and good team, but I think it's hard to pick against Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter. I don't think Mississippi State has a shot because I just don't think that they have the talent right now. I think they got some good pitching, just not the talent. NC State, that Cinderella story. Hey, Bill, UCF of football got into the Omaha. Right. I shouldn't say that when teams like Coastal Carolina got into that won a natty. I really like Vanderbilt. Look, Tennessee to me feels, you know, after playing them last weekend, I feel like they can make some noise if they absolutely wanted to. But Bill, I think the team that no one talks about is Arizona and the way that they hit. The two teams out west I think are really good, and nobody talks about them, and that is Arizona and Stanford. So it would not shock me in the slightest if one of those two teams will wind up winning it or get there with Vandy.
Blake Ruffino, a couple of seconds here left. Is there any football news worthy here of mentioning?
Yeah, Arch Manning was on campus yesterday, Bill. They tried to keep it as quiet as they could because, you know, as soon as he was there, Cooper, Ed, Archie were getting a lot of phone calls from local media about his visit at LSU. He's been there multiple times, but Bill, recruiting's kind of taking off. They're really doing good, and they might have some offensive linemen pop within the next, I'd say, month or so. You know, Emory Jones looked really well, the guard out of Catholic, and Fitzgerald. I think that there's two, they could have another center and guard that commit to this class and would really start to solidify a school and a team that doesn't do good in offensive O-line recruiting. So that is what's going on. And we'll see with Arch Manning. Bill, again, I don't think he's coming. I do think he did show you very quickly. I think he showed you his order. Okay. I think it's Clemson, Texas, and LSU right now. I think he showed you his order in the way that he took the visits.
Tell everybody how they could get your content.
I appreciate it, Bill. AYS Sports across the board. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're only like, I think, eight subscribers away from being to 1,000. It's really cool. And so just go subscribe there, AYS Sports on YouTube. Bill, I really appreciate you having me and talking some baseball.
We'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Blake Ruffino probably would not spend that much time anywhere, any other time on a baseball search if it wasn't LSU. LSU is the baseball mecca. That doesn't mean they're the best program right now. They're not the best program right now. They're not really close to being the best program now. It's the mecca, though, of college baseball. It can return very rapidly to that perch with the right hire. Again, this whole thing, y'all, whatever sport we're talking, is pretty easy as long as you get the hire right. Have I made this simplistic enough for everybody? If you get the hire right, all the other stuff, the recruiting, the day-to-day ops, the day-to-day grind, the long hours, the headaches, the aspirin, all of that takes care of itself if you get the hire right. That's all you got to do. Most of the time, people don't get the hire right. That's the problem. It sounds simplistic. It's easy to wordsmith and make simplistic. It's not all that easy to do. Simple formula, y'all. All right, we'll get the break. We're clear the rest of the way. 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's developing now here on 109, making your way towards I-40, coming through this part of Wilson County. Wrapping up an earlier wreck at Old Murfreesboro Pike. At Murfreesboro Pike, traffic's on the increase as we check it out live here on 24 westbound, up by Sam Ridley Parkway. All the traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County right now. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, the NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven, betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There are so many exciting matchups, and we've been seeing it every night. More tonight as well. Just NBA wall-to-wall here on out, probably another 3 or 4 weeks. FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level, and because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win, plus you have an account. You can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. Get this. You can bet a parlay, same game, every week. Free. You know, you've got all these in-game things, player point totals, rebounds, assists, the money line, the over-under, obviously the point spread, everything you might want to do, and you can stack them all up in those in-game parlays, and if you don't win, you get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up for promo code GREGP to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Mickey Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
I'm just telling you, for all you countdown amateurs, it's coming. It's coming fast. No, I will not be counting down. I will not join the rookie ranks and do that. Now, for a couple of days, I counted up when it came to Black, but Black has dialed us up twice here over the last couple of weeks. Called in yesterday. But, yeah, it's okay to count up. Don't do it a lot. Don't wear it out, but we count it up. But no. We will not be amateurish on this show and count down. I couldn't even tell you what day camp starts for what school. Don't really care. You're not going to get any news out of there anyways. You know what news you're going to get out of camp? I'm just going to tell you this. I preach this to you. I proselytize this to you every year. Off-season was incredible. Weight room work, incredible. Leadership, incredible. Freshman class coming in early, incredible. Never had a bigger buy-in, awesome. That's all the news you're going to get, other than hopefully not much injury news. That's the buzzkill. The injury news is always the buzzkill. Buckeye Brenda has dialed us up in Ohio. Welcome in, BB.
Good morning, Bill, and welcome to Adam. We miss CC, but we welcome Adam.
Adam's a veteran, man. Adam used to engineer these shows, heck, 20 years ago. I guess it's all come first full circle. I'll tell you what, though. He'll get somebody. Since Adam's in charge now, he'll hire somebody pretty quick.
Well, he's doing a great job. While you were talking about getting the coaching right, it brought to mind picking the right partner in life. It's somewhat analogous.
And that doesn't happen all that successfully either, does it? If you look at the stats out there.
No. I mean, if you look at the sorry shape that we're in right now, I think you outkicked your coverage. My husband's very blessed. Great Music City, Todd, Jeff, too, and I'm sure there are a slew of others out there can say, they did a good job listening to the person up above directing them. And, of course, those of us who put up with all yin, we do a good job, too. It's a daily grind, again, somewhat like the coaching situation, because the work never stops. In season, out of season, you still got to keep it up, and you think you got it figured out, and something throws a monkey wrench in it. And as far as the counting down, those of us last year who almost lost the season are probably more guilty of counting down than anybody, because there's nothing worse than having something taken away or nearly taken away to make you hold it more dear.
Yeah, in your case, it was taken away. It wasn't nearly taken away. Yeah, it was taken away, and then they said, oops, maybe we ought to rethink this.
I felt like the kid that had the prize dangled before him, and then it was snatched away.
Right.
But was so very grateful to get it back, and really looking forward to freezing my nuggets off out in Nebraska for our away game. Going to see what Tariq Johnson's able to do out for Frosty. So that should be an interesting turn of events. So we'll see how that goes.
Hey, in the future, maybe 3 years from now, in the middle of December, you may be going to an Ohio State game, which is a playoff game against a team from the South who's not used to it being below 60 degrees.
Bring it. We'll be glad to toss icicles and snowballs at them. It'll be interesting. I don't know. Man, that's just like, December's for getting ready for Christmas and downtime to get ready for the natty run. So this is going to be a big change in 2 or 3 years. And I'm getting too old for this stuff. You know what I'm saying? My blood is getting thin. I couldn't do what Karen did to move back to the middle of the frozen tundra in the winter. I mean, we have it cold here in Ohio, but nothing like the wind when the blue northers come down the Great Plains out in Nebraska.
Oh.
She's gonna need poor old her dog Norman's gonna need more than a fireplace to keep warm.
From the Keys and Central Florida to the Keys to Houston to Tumbleweed, Nebraska in the middle of the winter. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got her family to keep her cockles of her heart warm, so God bless her. But we're looking forward to whatever they do with the playoffs. I'm still not on board with that. Let's hold the peasants revolt. And let's just go back to the BCS, shall we?
I'd do it, but they're not going to do it. Yeah, I'd be first in line there, but I think that's a dream. I don't even know if I dream about the BCS anymore, as much as I love it.
There's just too much money, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Good point. Brenda, be safe out there. Good to hear from you.
Have a great week. Take care. And I've still got to catch black. I got to go back and rewind and listen to the archives. I need me some black.
He's back. I can give you that much.
Well, you got to play the AC/DC song, Back in Black.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Brenda, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Speaking of all that, commitments. Oh, commitments is absolutely happening. Kevin Hagan looked up the date. It's December 15th. So you are all invited. You don't need a formal invite. You don't need a ticket. You don't need permission. Just show up. Bring anybody you want to bring. They're invited too. they can bring somebody they want to bring. Everybody's invited. We'll have a big get-together the night before up in the suite of the Omni. And it's been in different suites through the few years we've done this. We haven't done this many years. Should have, but just started this a couple of years ago. Anyways, we do look forward to seeing all of you. Yeah, make it up. We'll have a very good time. We do a five-hour show from Barlines in the Omni, and we'll feed you breakfast. That's on the house. We'll have some beverages up in the suite. That is on the house for you folks as well. It's always a very fun time. So come on up. Enjoy it, and we'll have a blast. We always do. Yeah, wasn't able to do it last year for obvious reasons, but we are back at it and ready to go. Josh says to tell Adam that Adam could hire him, but you got to make sure the devil's lettuce is okay. Yeah, Josh has got a big hole in his. Is that hole in your arm filled in yet? Mother Nature's pretty smart, right? Yeah, is that big hole, that big gash in your arm there, Josh, from that bull? Yeah, Josh decided to get in between two bulls who were getting shots. And apparently they decided they wanted to brawl. Josh was in the middle and got poked by a 2,000-pound animal. You know what, though? That I could see Josh getting into that to mess. But he's okay. It was frightening, I'm sure. Big gash in his arm, and he also hurt some ribs. But he's going to be all right. He's getting back. Josh is back, man. You can't keep that man down long. RJ over in South Carolina. Bill, Karen finally ditched A&M, Jimbo, and the amazing Kellen Mond. No. She did not ditch. She just moved out of there. She was in the Houston area, the Woodlands, for a couple of years, and decided to move. She's got family in Nebraska. I don't think any of them are from Nebraska. I could be wrong now. Karen can correct me here. But I think they're all from Florida, right? But I think some of her kids got jobs and are working and have been settled in Nebraska for several years now. And Nebraska's home to some of them. And I believe Karen, I think, lived there prior. I think she's lived in Nebraska before this latest move. So it's not, the state's not necessarily new to her. And she made the move here the last 6 months or so to be closer to family up there in the state of Nebraska. She's not that far, and I don't know how many miles she's away, but if A&M gets good in baseball, which they should be good in baseball, and they just made a really good hire in Coach Jim Schlossnagel. I always have to go slow with that name. Jim Schlossnagel. When they get good and go to Omaha, she could just zip right over to Omaha. Again, I don't know how far she is, but she's not that far. What, a couple of hours, maybe? Yeah, she could head over there for all that. She's pretty close. But no, Karen has not ditched A&M. Has not done that. Anyways, Aliquippa Bob checking in this morning as well. Now, Aliquippa Bob, speaking of, kind of a theme here, speaking of moving, he's from the Pittsburgh area. Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, is Pittsburgh. A little suburb, if you will, of Pittsburgh, and that's his home. Been up there all those years and then has taken some trips down to Florida, actually went down months ago to Florida to just get out of the weather. And ended up liking it so much that he went back home, sold his home in Aliquippa, and has relocated down in the St. Pete area, Tampa St. Pete area, close to where Alan from Tampa is from. And that is his new home. Now, I don't know. It's already real hot down there, right? Florida does get real sticky and real hot in the late spring and the summer. And I don't know if that's something that will wear on him or not. I tell you what, Florida's such an awesome state, though. It really is. I mean, I tell you, I'm not a big traveler guy. Never have been. Never wondered what the other side of the world may be like. That's just me now. A lot of people love to travel, and good for you. Enjoy it. But you just give me, like, the beaches of Florida and a little bit of breakage in the weather. That's why I don't know that I could live down there, because I like the seasons a little bit better. I don't want it to be hot all the time. Middle of the winter is not going to be hot in Florida, but it's going to be a lot warmer than it is here in the 615 for sure. But just give me the beaches of Florida and let me hang out, and I'm good, man. I don't have to travel the planet Earth. It's never been my last vacation. Adam, can they hear you, Adam? Can they hear you? Okay. Adam is talking to me, but you can't hear. He said, when's the last? Last time we went, Adam, was spring of about 2015. It was spring break with the kids. And I remember they had a baseball game. And right after that game, we left and drove overnight to meet the family down there on the Emerald Coast. And I did the show, Adam, from the Chamber of Commerce boardroom. So 5 or 6 years ago, because the signal in the condo sucked. I don't remember all the particulars, but for some reason, it didn't work well. So I took the equipment, and we went to the Chamber of Commerce, where we have good friends there down in Destin, and they gave me a boardroom. That place wasn't even open that early in the morning, like at 6 a.m., but somebody would meet me at the door, unlock it, let me in there, and then I would go into an empty Chamber of Commerce building into a boardroom and do the show. That was it. That was... Well, heck, I got kids moving down there now. I think three of my seven are about to move to Florida, and not the same. Cameron is taking a job down there in Jacksonville. He just graduated. And he's taking a job, an accounting job in Jacksonville. I don't know what company it is or whatever. He just was down there for about a week. And then Jillian is moving to the St. Pete, Tampa area, I think. And then Rachel is moving to the Emerald Coast. I got them. I mean, I've got them down there. I just haven't been down there much myself. We'll get the, I tell you what, we got a call or two to get to, but we need to keep it tight, and then we'll do it after the break. Karen is giving me the move explanation here. She says, after the kids were grown, her kids, I lived in California. And then also Louisiana. Do I have that right? Then Nebraska, then the Keys, then Texas, then back to Nebraska for the finish. Two sons fell in love, have children all born in Nebraska, and they're married to Nebraska women. Okay, that makes sense. I knew there was a Nebraska connection prior. I did know that. I just did not know the exact chronology. Got a call when we come back from somebody. Okay, I'm not going to tell you who, but from somebody. He may mention Tony Vols. I'll just give you that little hint. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of minor wrecks out here so far. Traffic still moving on Ellington Parkway, coming down from the top to the bottom. It's bunching up here now on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs around 87. For tonight, mostly clear, 62. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 88. Thursday night, clear, low 66. Friday, sunshine, highs 93. Friday night, mostly clear, low 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Pack up that Maserati trunk, Willie. We're headed to the Field of Dreams.
I don't know. I looked in the, I don't see a Maserati in the driveway. Where'd that come from?
Bill, you probably got about 20 of them down there at your local Whole Foods right now.
Yeah, probably.
Range Rovers. Need I go on? Bentley or two?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, Bill,
so.
Before we get into baseball, I heard you talking a little Florida last segment. I thought I'd maybe give you a thought or two on Florida and coastal living a little bit.
Yeah.
Bill, I've had a chance to live down in South Florida, Keys, nearly 2 years, but I had a really good chance to live in Charleston, Hilton Head area. So I've had been blessed to do the mountains and the beach thing. And the quality of life on the coast is hard to beat. Catching the sunset every night, if you like seafood, you talk about it all the time, being around the ocean. All that's great. But I will tell you this. I noticed in the this morning on local news, I haven't caught up on it yet. The only thing that sucks about living on the ocean, of course, is hurricanes. And for people who are landlocked, they don't get it. But once you get down there on the coast and you go through a hurricane, you get it real quick.
Imagine, I've never been through that, but it's got to be horrific.
Yeah, imagine if they told everybody in Brentwood, Wilco there, hey, everybody pick up and move to Atlanta. We'll come back when the coast is clear.
Yeah.
Pack up your truck, all your valuables, all your family photos, get the hell out of town, go to Atlanta. Not only that, but
put plywood on all your windows, too,
yeah,
before
you
leave.
And watch out for the looters after the storm comes through. The looters will be coming through there to steal everything you have. And, by the way, your house might be a concrete slab when you get back.
That's, yeah.
And your insurance agent, your friendly, like a State Farm guy, is getting ready to jack your rates up about 250% to make up for it. That's it. That's the downside, unfortunately, about living on the coast, Bill. And, you know, you talk about 30A a lot and all that. About, heck, your people down there can tell you, about 30 miles going down towards Tampa, Mexico Beach got leveled. The whole damn town got destroyed. Everything's a concrete slab. Mexico Beach, Google it, Bean Counters.
That's scary.
But I have to say, I loved it.
When you were down there those 2 years, did any hurricanes come through?
No, you know, I got lucky. I'm talking like I went through a Cat 3 or Cat 4. When I was in Charleston, they talked about Hugo in 89 like it was yesterday, and it was 20 years ago. I mean, a lot of people, it just ruins your life, or it's almost, you know, you don't forget it. But I did run through a Cat 1, and that scared the hell out of me, trees falling through houses. It's really hard to explain to people who've never been around the ocean living there.
Right.
It's just totally, and those people down there, they know the locals get wound up. They know what the hurricane season is. I think in, what was it, 2005, didn't they have four real hurricanes hit Florida? Wilma and all that. I think it was 2005 was a real nasty hurricane season in Florida. But enough of that, Bill. Let's talk a little baseball.
Yes.
Bill, I believe the local paper there, the Tennessee and the Nashville, and of course the Knoxville paper, this USA Today network, a lot of the newspapers are struggling, and USA Today went around and bought a lot of these newspapers up. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, oh yeah, Gannett.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you get the Tennessee, and you probably look at it here and there, but we get a lot of Peabody coverage in the Knoxville paper now because it's free, because they just own it. They just drag it off the Internet and reprint it.
Yeah.
But I ran across an interesting article by Gentry Estes today talking about Peabody and Tennessee being in the College World Series and how great it is, but at the same time how terrible it is because Peabody's got to look at Tony Vols there and all that. And that's an interesting sideline to it. If it was to come to pass, I guess it'd have to be be in the finals or however the bracket would shake out. It's a weird bracket. But that'd be a pretty wild deal if it comes to pass, wouldn't it?
They're on opposite sides, so they'd have to meet up in the championship.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the one thing, Bill, I go back to it. I've been looking at this baseball, not just kind of listening to it more than, you know, diving headfirst into it. I'm ready for football season, 100% capacity. But there's a little bit of Mickey Mouse still here in college baseball. I want to bring two items to your attention. Florida, you got a lot of Florida guests and callers and all that. Didn't they get asked a question 19-1 in their last game?
Yes, they got destroyed.
Didn't they get beat 19-1? That's beer league softball stuff right there. 19-1.
Yeah, it is. And that's the number one ranked team in the preseason.
Yeah, that's kind of Mickey Mouse right there, isn't it? Tennessee doesn't score 19 points in football games too much anymore. with beer gut over there, our beer gut.
Good gum. Point.
But, Bill, I got one more question for on the Mickey Mouse front. I bring this up to you all the time, and nobody ever has an answer for this. Why does Corbin have 13.7 scholarships and Tony Vols have 11.7 scholarships?
Because it's Peabody.
Because it's a Mickey Mouse sport. Because he's cheating. Whether it's within the rules or not, it's just not the same. Not the same deal, is it?
It's Peabody.
By the way, Bill, I was hearing something else about the way Peabody does business, Bill. A lot of those academic scholarships, being a private school, they do a lot of monkey funny business behind that black curtain because they can get away with it. But why doesn't Skanky Sankey stand up to Corbin and say, "Hey, Corbs, you got 11.7 scholarships. We're going to have a real sport here. We're not going to play Mickey Mouse baseball anymore."
Probably because Vanderbilt's actually good in something, and that would be baseball. So
what? Okay, we throw them a bone. They get to cheat and have special rules. That's even worse than Notre Dame football, isn't it? At least Notre Dame football doesn't get 35 scholarships to give out.
I'm working on that, though.
you and the priest.
That's right. Me and the Vatican.
Yeah. Hey, we stumbled into that. I'll leave it at that. What about Notre Dame getting putting its place? No special rules for them on the Ian Book and his sushi and his manicures. Looks like they stood up to them for a change. What about that?
Well, and the AD at Notre Dame was involved in that decision. Jack Warren.
Yeah, well, that's Mickey Mouse too. You can't have schools playing a different amount of games. If you're not going to get in a conference, you're not going to play in a conference championship game. Why should you get a high seed in a playoff?
Well, they took
you Notre Dame.
Yep, they took care of it.
See you, Bill.
Cosby Cattleman. We'll take it. We will get the break here and continue on. Wednesday edition presented by, yeah, we mentioned it. Music City Todd had a birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to him. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. We've seen a couple of minor wrecks out here so far. Traffic still moving on Ellington Parkway, coming down from the top to the bottom. It's bunching up here now on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
it's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again, dominating 2021. This time, $1 million and an all-star win. Up next, a brand new track on the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, Nashville Super Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. We're doing video now every single weekday right here.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
All right. Call. I'm told we need to get to Jim down in Jupiter. Welcome in, sir.
Well, Bill, let me tell you about hurricanes. You do not want to live on the water here in Florida, plain and simple. Have you ever heard of storm surge? Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Storm surge is, so for the people that don't know about that, is you get a wave that comes at you about a 30, 40, 50-foot wave that just takes everything out. So you don't want to live on the water here. You need to be a little bit inland. The worst thing about hurricanes is losing power. Imagine you're in the middle of the summer. It's always the hottest time of year, and you lose power. Most people don't have generators that can, at least generators that can run an AC, and it's just miserable. That's the worst thing.
How far do you live off the water?
Yeah, I live off the water, and I live close to a hospital. It's funny because the neighborhood I live in, half of us are on what's called the hospital grid. So we lose power for about 4 or 5 hours And in the same neighborhood, there's people, my neighbors, that could be without power for 10 days.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And you don't, you know, when you buy a home, you don't know that. You know, we just lucked out.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it sucks. It's great to live down here, but man, hurricane season stinks. And I finally spent the money to get hurricane resistant windows. And I spent a pretty penny on that. And those bastards still haven't even installed them. And that was back in January. So, you know, I'm pretty mad about that.
You've paid for it, but don't have the product yet.
Don't have the product. They had to make it. They keep pushing it back. And, you know, the way hurricane season is usually you start getting the hurricanes in the Gulf because it's more shallow water. It can get warm faster, but we get these hurricanes that would affect me in the Atlantic later in the year, so I should be pretty good. But yeah, I'm starting to worry, because imagine if I bought these hurricane windows and they don't show up and my house gets taken out. Oh, and here's another thing. You know, State Farm, I don't know how it is around you, but you know, I would assume you all can get State Farm insurance. In you know, in the rest of the country, you can't unless you're grandfathered in, get State Farm insurance. There's very few companies that will insure you here because of hurricanes.
So I, you know, that was going to be my next question. You can't just call up and get hurricane insurance.
You can from a limited number, but you know, I don't know if it is, but State Farm was like the big insurance, you know, the one that everybody had. And State, if you have State Farm insurance in Florida, that means you've had it so long you were grandfathered in. I cannot call in and get State Farm insurance in the part of Florida that I live in and get a new policy. You just can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. But other than that, I wanted to, you know, just talk about your boy Todd. You know, happy birthday to Todd. When I came into commitments, I was just sitting there in the lobby after stuffing my face at Kitchen Notes, and Todd was walking around with a group, you know, looked like he was doing some business. And, you know, I just said hello and thought that would be it. And Todd just stopped what he was doing and talked to me for, like, the longest time. And, of course, at Commitments, we talked a long time. So Motor City Todd's a great guy, and happy birthday, and can't wait to hang out with you all at Commitments.
Jim, look forward to it, sir. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, you take care, my friend.
Jim down in Jupiter, checking in this morning on the show. Yeah, I didn't, having not lived down there, I didn't know all that. RJ, who's a big LSU fan but lives in South Carolina, checking in. Bill, I live just outside of Charleston. Let the cattlemen know that native South Carolinians, is that how you say it, still talk about Hugo like it was yesterday. Hell, we went through multiple Hugos a season growing up in South Louisiana. It's brutal. No, I can imagine. Yeah, here, increasingly, as you know, it's tornadoes. And it's usually in March, April, it's usually the spring tornado season. Used to not be that bad. We've turned into a mini tornado alley around these parts. Last bad one, as you know, was about a year and a half ago, the one that hit close to downtown and went through East Nashville and went all the way basically up I-40 towards Cookeville. Got into Mount Juliet where Music City Todd has a home. All the way up, I don't know how many miles that would be, 80 miles, whatever, but started wreaking havoc in East Nashville. Remember all those calls we got from people? Dane said, and Dane's got a place there, and he's got one down on the Alabama coast, got a house down there too, and he said the tornado in East Nashville missed him by about a mile. Yeah, by about 1 mile. Brutal. We've had our
issues around here with that. More and it seems to get worse as the years progress.
Anyways,
We'll get to hour number three. Hope you're having a good one. Wednesday edition. Tomorrow, Chris Landry is back with us. Joins us every Thursday. Berg, Josh Newberg will check in too. Omni Nashville Hotel.